3D printing. A look at strange wallets. I took the Blender donut tutorial today, and the first level is not bad at all. Keyboard shortcuts and little buttons. I have been looking into Blender as a backup to my free CAD tutorials, but also it is good for the soul to develop patience for special need programs. I have spent a little bit more time in Inkscape, a 2D program, and it has very good features. And I have also spent a moment thinking about paper, as it is reasonable to draw a design on paper. It will require conversion to SVG and in some cases can be used in a 3D sculpting program, like Blender. My initial designs were squares. The latest design is me drawing with a line tool. Not a freehand line tool, but a tool that draws straight lines. Now, by pressing the control key, you are only allowed to make angles in 15-degree increments. The designs almost design themselves. It looks futuristic by default. And this is all happening within Inkscape, the two-dimensional world. It is a tool that prevents crooked doodles. Perfect doodle every time. The latest design is shown in the title picture, and it is mostly a random arrangement of 2D shapes. It is a study in what a more deliberate design process would feel like. Inkscape, in particular, has helpful tools for arranging objects evenly, even distributing spaces between objects. When a 2D design is imported into FreeCAD, it can be converted into a sketch, but the sketch will need hundreds of constraints, 700 in this case. But FreeCAD demands can be safely ignored, so as long as all the objects that will later become holes by means of Boolean cuts are solid paths. I had them set as lines and FreeCAD would get confused. A hole in the SVG will not translate to a hole in FreeCAD. It will become an object that needs to go through the Boolean cut process. Which is where Blender comes in. Blender's ability to convert SVG into a 3D object is a matter of setting the imported SVG object extrusion value under the geometry property. In my case here, it is 2 millimeters. Blender can export the object, but in case of Tinkercad, it must be scaled 1,000 times during export. Blender's default scene is in meters. It is just easier to enter 1,000 during export than mess with the settings in Blender. By using Blender with a slicer that generates G-code that 3D printers and other machines understand, it is hard to see any limitation to any kind of 3D design. FreeCAD seems to be more of a serious program. It is meant to create tools and parts and be done with it. Blender takes the concept to the maximum and far beyond manufacturing. There was a cartoon I watched a few times when I was little. It was called Enchanted Pencil. 3 minutes 50 seconds into the cartoon, a gnome appears for no reason and hands the main character a magical pencil. The boy then copies a tattoo on a nearby sleeping admiral and the drawing magically appears in reality. 3D pens that extrude the same kind of filament that 3D printers use do exist, but making 3D drawings freehand is a different process. It is very artistic though, and the filament work does smooth out. It is just that one can't make perfect copies. But that is what 3D modeling of real-world objects feels like to me. It is like using a magical pencil. It seems almost everyone is using wallets to refine their workflow. It certainly makes for an interesting hobby. I bought a little CR2030 battery today, and while it was still in packaging, I pierced it with a pin and slid in a 5mm green LED. It has been on all afternoon. I can tell the green LED needs more juice. And I just jabbed in a red one, and it looks fantastic. All it takes is a pair of calipers to create a useless wallet feature that will make all the difference. Seriously, my wall is red right now. I've noticed many wallet designs have little ports for micro SD cards and even card adapters. Fantastic. I could even make a hole for a dollar's worth of coins. I continue using elastic string during my initial research. That's what the round holes are for in the title image. But I've noticed people using rubber washers or bands to create simple hinges, and a handful of designs takes that extra step and features an actual mechanical hinge. Creating a proper hinge is simple math, and a hinge can be printed pre-assembled, which is yet another fantastic tangent. My favorite idea in the world of wallets is, of course, generative wallets. A program would follow simple logic to outline an SVG design. It would randomly choose from ideas about each of the corners, rounded, exposed, square with an extrusion, etc. And with a handful of randomly set parameters, the wallet design would emerge out of random chaos. Moreover, one could display 9 wallets generated at random on a website, and then allow the user to choose which of the features look most fetching, and then regenerate 9 more designs that select some of the features from the previous design, borrowing from the process of evolution, though I prefer non-interactive product generation myself. In closing, I want to hold this up as an example of real education, something that can be learned in 7th grade and mastered by high school. Even though this is just printing, it is also a lesson in business. It shows a young mind that there is a small gap between an original invention and an online store. High school graduation should end with all the students being equipped with an independent business. Most of the time, it would be multiple co-founders, as it is easier, but that is not the rule. And here, the students would see that they don't need to graduate into more debt and poverty, but rather, they have something that pushes all the fears of post-graduation back.